more an informational item. It concerns the traffic amnesty guidelines that the council approved at its August 26, 2011 business meeting, and a recent request by members of the County of Los Angeles Board of Supervisors that the council should consider revising one of the provisions in the guidelines. And just as a little background, in 2010, the AOC and the California State Association of Counties convened a working group of collection professionals from courts and counties to explore ways to improve the collection of court-ordered debt, that is, money due on criminal and traffic fines and fees. This collections working group developed a package of five collections-related statutory changes. One of those was a mandatory amnesty program for delinquent fines on infraction violations. And just as, information, the state had previously authorized amnesty on court-ordered debt back in 1991 and 1997. Under the amnesty program, if a person met certain requirements and circumstances, 50% of the amount due would be accepted in satisfaction of the court-ordered debt. In preparing this proposal, the Collections Working Group consulted with the Joint Legislation Working Group of the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee and the Court Executive Officers Advisory Committee. In April 2010, the Collections Working Group presented the proposal to the Judicial Council's Policy, Coordination, and Liaison Committee. Acting under delegated authority from the Council, PCLC voted to sponsor the package of five collections-related statutory changes, including the infraction amnesty program. The legislature enacted the proposed infraction amnesty program as part of Senate Bill 857. The bill added a section to the Vehicle Code, Section 42008.7, that requires the establishment of amnesty programs running from January 1st of this year through June 30th of 2012. Section 42008.7 required the Judicial Council to adopt guidelines to govern the conduct of this amnesty program statewide. The Collections Working Group prepared a set of guidelines, which were all sent to presiding judges and court executive officers and county administrative officers, and also circulated the guidelines for public comment. After the public comment period ended, the Judicial Council adopted the guidelines on the consent calendar at its August 26, 2011 meeting. The guidelines contained a provision that makes ineligible for amnesty any violation for which the due date for payment of the fine and the last payment made on an installment plan or account receivable was on or after January 1, 2009. And this is the provision that was a concern to the Los Angeles board members. Specifically, the board members felt that the guidelines should be revised so that persons who make payments after January 1, 2009 on fines that were initially due before that date could participate and be eligible in the amnesty program. The request is based on an opinion from the Los Angeles County Council that the provision in question is inconsistent with the Vehicle Code section. We believe that the guidelines are consistent with the legislative intent as expressed in Vehicle Code section 42008.7A, and that is that no payment, no amnesty is available if a payment was received after January 1st, 2009. The council, though, in order to clear up any ambiguity in this, has directed the AOC through its administrative director to provide clarifying information about the eligibility requirements for participation in the amnesty program, and to do this by posting on the frequently asked questions aspect of our web page information that indicates that with regards to installment fine payments, when the original due date preceded January 1st, 2009, and no installment payments were made after January 1st, 2009, that they would be eligible for the amnesty program. In addition, we've asked the interim administrative director to write a letter to Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors and in essence respond with regards to the request that they made and explain why the council is not amending the guidelines and what we have done with regards to the frequently asked questions portion on the webpage, and again to thank them for bringing this to our attention. So this is an information item only, and it doesn't require any action on our part.
So, Justice Miller, that information will be on the website relatively soon?
Yes.
Yes.
Justice Miller.
Thank you. Thank you. And just a question. When this matter came up in August and preceding the opportunity in August to develop the language for the statute, had we sought any input, and did we have it? Do we know from anyone who was involved in that process from any of the counties?
There were, during the public comment portion, I can't answer, and maybe someone can, as to what occurred during different committee meetings, but I can say from reviewing the August 26 report that was submitted to the council that there were, in the public comments, issues raised about this, and the committee responded to them.
Thank you, Chief. Yeah, the discussions did come up in the various committee meetings before the item went out for public comment. But importantly, when the item was sent out for public comment, in addition to sort of the normal list of interested stakeholders that that proposals that go out for public comment are sent to, the AOC's Enhanced Collection Unit sent the materials to all county court executive officers, and specifically asked them to review this. There were, I think, two comments that were reflected in the comment chart. I don't remember which court or county raised those comments with regard to the issue, but it was not from the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors that any of those comments were received. And like I said, an inquiry was specifically sent out to all of the county executive officers to make sure that they were aware of these guidelines, because they would be equally responsible for implementing them.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. So this is not an action item. It's information only. Any other questions or comments? Thank you.